Let's bring in Raul Bali now for a closer look at election results in Georgia. He's a reporter for WABE in Atlanta. Hi there, Raul.
Hello.
Okay, so let's talk about Republicans first. Trump-endorsed Jake Evans lost badly to Rich McCormick, who's an ER doctor and Marine vet. What does that say about Trump's influence in Georgia?
I think it just adds to the narrative that we've been hearing that the former president's influence here in Georgia is waning. And it is something I've been hearing since back in March when the former president held a rally here in Georgia. I went to that rally, talked to a number of voters, and these are the hardcore Trump voters. And they told me they support the president, they back the president, but they didn't necessarily back all of his candidates. And I've been hearing that narrative every time I would go talk to voters or go talk to rank and file Republicans at local county party events.
So also, Republican Jeremy Hunt conceded to Chris West, an Air Force officer and lawyer. What does that tell us, if anything?
I think on that race, what you see is that the influence of national Republicans coming into a rural part of Georgia is not as strong. This race was really run as a outsider, Jeremy Hunt, versus somebody from the area, Chris West. It's still going to be the race that we're going to be watching in the fall. While the vast majority of seats have been drawn either really Republican or really Democrat during redistricting here in Georgia, that's the race that, you know, again, still a big separation, but maybe the closest.
So you mentioned redistricting. Do you think the Republicans have an advantage in Georgia now because of redistricting as they go into November?
Based on redistricting, Georgia Republicans will pick up one congressional seat. That's the seat of Congresswoman Lucy McBath, which was redrawn heavily Republican. She made the decision to run in a different district that was redrawn for Carolyn Bordeaux, and she ended up defeating her. So, you know, looking at the numbers, in the end, the Republicans will likely pick up that seat.
All right. So then there's the Secretary of State race, and people may know the Republican incumbent, Brad Raffensperger. He was just on Capitol Hill to testify in the January 6th committee hearings. He will face State Representative B. Wynn, who won the Democratic primary last night. Tell us a little bit about Wynn and whether or not she has a chance here.
She absolutely has a chance because statewide Democrats are looking at the numbers and feel like they are closer to Republicans. They came very close 2 years ago. In B. Wynn's case, she's got a higher profile around the fight over the 2020 elections in Georgia. And as well, she would be one of the first statewide Asian Americans on a political ballot. We have a Supreme Court justice who's also Asian American. And she's backed by Stacey Abrams, as are most statewide Democrats who are on the ballot.
So let's talk about Stacey Abrams, because she has weighed in some of these runoff races. How did her preferred candidates do?
All three won. And it is very clear with at least the voters I was talking to that the Abrams endorsement absolutely made a difference.
Okay, that is Raul Bali, reporter for WABE in Atlanta. Raul, thank you so much.
Thanks.